Well, typically I start with an icebreaker, but it doesn't seem like we'll need much of one. So I'll just go ahead and get the ball rolling.
Yeah, hell yeah. Get straight to the point, man. Come on. Boom. Get straight to the point.
Yes. Okay. So greetings and salutations. Greetings.
Salutations. People still say that? Oh, my God.
I say that. Welcome back for episode 84 of Kinks with Kiki.
Oh, my God. She's been doing her thing.
Yes. I'm out here quietly, but I'm out here.
That's what's up. Hold on. You got like almost 9,000 followers. You say you quietly out here. Okay.
You know, I never, like, you're the second person who said that to me within a 48-hour period. I'm like
8,000 followers is kind of a big deal. You know that, right?
But is it though? Because I mean, I think it's because I'm comparing it to, like, I feel like once you hit 10K and start, then I'm like, you know what? That's a lot of followers.
It versus is a lot of like followers.
8,000.
Yeah, for a podcast. How long have you been doing it for?
May will be 4 years.
May will be 4 years.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And now at this point, I'm bi-weekly, so I'm only twice a month. I used to be about six times a month, but that's still not bad. Draining. It's not. And I pat myself on the back sometimes for that, but it's very draining to podcast consistently.
I got you. Yeah,
especially like when it's not your primary mean of like income. If it was my primary mean, all of my energy, but I also have a job. So it's hard.
So people think I do this for full time because of all the people I work with. I'm like, no.
Exactly. So you have to make time for both. And one of them is pretty permanent. Like, well, not a job, but you know, you got to keep your job to maintain your livelihood.
There you go.
It's a whole thing. But so how are you? Like, how are you feeling? How's your mood this week? I usually do a song in a mood, but I'm just going to do a mood. So how's your mood going for, like going into 2022?
My mood is great. You know what I'm saying? My mood is always
awesome.
It was a little crazy week, you know, dealing with not a bunch of BS, but you know, it's just like things with like, I call it a hiccup, you know, but it's not nothing that took me off my game. You know, it's just it's nonsense, but I got over it. And I got back to, you know, somebody told me, the moms I work with is a good friend of mine. And she told me, yo, fix your crown. That's it. That's all I did.
Yes.
Adjust it back to where you're going to be, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because we encounter hiccups throughout life. And it's okay. You know, you dust your shoulders off. Like, you just dust yourself off and you pick back up and keep it going.
There you go.
I definitely understand that.
I see my thing was the drama I went through was unnecessary. Like, and it was stupid. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing that I would, like, intentionally freaking, like, if it was something I was guilty of. I wasn't guilty of it at all. But it's like,
was it work related? Was it like holiday? Okay.
It could have been a hurdle if the BS was happening was true. But no, it wasn't, you know?
Okay.
You know, seriously.
Well, that's frustrating.
It can be.
It definitely can be.
But
and I know everybody, like, I'm,
that's not my reputation, you know. I have a great reputation,
right? Exactly. I'm a little thankful I haven't had that much chaos. I haven't had any chaos. Let me knock on something on my end. I haven't had any chaos because my job, for the most part, we're a really good group of people to work together with.
Yeah, I can tell you why.
So, yeah,
I can tell why? You why. Seriously. Why?
Thank you. I try. Like, everybody's like, why is everyone always around your desk? I'm like, I don't know.
Hey, people know. Like being around you.
I literally sit here and exist. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not
same
sure.
Same thing with me. Like, I'm just here at my desk, minding my business. And people would be just, you know, be like, hey, listen, I'm just here chilling.
Right. Like, why is it six people here? Like, what in the COVID? But, you
but
know,
also,
I'll
you
take
are
that.
Cute. So, you know.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I also hide on Instagram because of that. Like, not because of the cuteness, but...
Yeah. I don't see your face on your page, but I'm like,
yeah.
I tell you cute as fuck. Like, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I don't want to use profanity on your page. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, I absolutely do. Yeah, okay. Hell yeah.
All right, so you're cute as fuck. I can tell you cute
thank
as fuck.
Thank you.
I can tell
I used to, but people, they started getting a little out of pocket whenever I would post. Like, they started sending me, like, crazy things. This guy was catfishing me as his girlfriend. It was a lot.
You got to be careful. Like, you got to be careful with that because I'm telling you right now, in the field I work in, trust me, you'll get that a lot.
Oh no.
Yeah. I'm not saying to discourage you if you ever wanted to be in there, but you know, it's like you'll get great attention, but also there's negative attention that could come too, but you could just take that brush off because you'll get like everything will be better for you once, you know what I'm saying? When you get the proper
right. You know? So since we're in a new year, I'm definitely trying to work on being back on my page more because I used to be on it all the time, like 2 years ago, like consistently, but then people started getting creepy and I'm like, well, let me just scale back. And then I just fell back completely. But
because you can't let that stop you because you're going to deal
exactly.
with it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Deal with
it, but you can't let it stop you. You got to keep on going straight up.
Right. And going into a new year, I'm like, you know what? Let me do better than I did last year. So I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to work on it as like the year unfolds and, you know, bring myself more to my page than just content or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just start off by asking you.
Yes, please ask.
So the listeners know as well, who is the BK Tickler? Just tell me a little bit about you.
Well, the BK Tickler is just a normal guy from Brooklyn, New York.
Born and raised,
with the love for tickling. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
And about early 2018, that's when I started doing, I started embracing my tickle fetish. I've always had it years prior.
Okay.
But I, some strange reason, someone just to embrace it, you know?
And that was going to actually be like my next question. So when did you discover you had a tickle fetish?
At the age of 15.
A few years back.
At the age of 15.
15? Yeah. Really?
I'll never forget it. I'm going to tell you, I tell everybody's story. Of course, I know you follow Horrible Decisions.
I do.
And the same thing. I was watching an episode of Howard Stern. It was like 11 o'clock at night, you know.
Oh, so, no, not you, Howard. Come on, Howard,
you
Stern.
You know, Howard Stern. You know, he's great at this shit. You know, but I was there watching one episode where a girl was getting, they had a whole bed. Where a girl was getting tickled, and that's when I started to like it. You know, she was getting tickled by, I call it a forefather, or basically a father.
Oh, called Yaki. Okay.
His name is Yaki. He's one of everybody that we all like. He's our, like, he's, as far as tickle community go, he's like our father. You know, that's how I look at it from him. You know, anybody from a different age, it could be somebody else. But for me,
right,
like, he's been in the game for like years, you know.
He's the OG to this.
Yeah, he's an OG, definitely.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, he's definitely, yes. So he's definitely an OG for sure. So that's where it started, you know.
Okay, so we know you have the fetish, but for those who don't know, and I'm very new, honestly, I am very new to learning about this fetish. So it wasn't something I wanted to talk on without talking to an expert about it. Okay. So for those who don't know, myself included,
of course,
what is a tickle fetish exactly?
Well, tickle fetish is basically having a love for tickling. You know, it's like, I don't know, I guess, you know, people ask me to explain it, but it's hard to explain. Like, you see a girl, like, just, like, basically getting tickled, and you love the reaction that you're getting, that you see from her getting tickled, like a girl giggling or that stuff, and like, you know, squirming all around. I like, it's hard to explain, but it's just something that you just like to see. Like, there's people out there with a foot fetish, and I'm like, what's there to see about feet? It's like, it's very nice to see, you know?
Right.
You know, that's how I look at it. People ask me to explain it, and I ain't gonna lie, it's like, it's hard to explain. I just like what I see, you know?
Exactly. No, I completely understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you have any other kinks or fetishes outside?
I do have a kink. All right. Mind you, I know I do a lot of foot tickling because, you know, a lot of fans of mine has a foot fetish and they love feet tickling. But also I have a thing for stomachs. So I have a belly and belly button fetish too. So.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I've actually had
that. Is there a term for that type of fetish?
No, belly button fetish. Belly fetish. Belly
really?
Button fetish.
Really? Yeah.
I've had that.
Okay, you are putting me on.
Fetish. Huh?
You are putting me on. Yeah, I did not even know.
I'm just saying.
So when did you discover that?
Oh.
Because you were 15 with the tickling. So how old were you with the belly button fetish?
About like 4 or 5 years old. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I've had a seriously. I have to sound like a creep. Talk about.
No, you don't sound like a creep.
At that age, but that's when I liked it. I liked bellies and belly buttons. That was back then, you know? But I think the tickle fetish started because I saw bellies getting tickled. So I'm like, that kind of helps with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you have a foot fetish at all, or are you catering to like your audience?
My thing is, I've learned to appreciate feet.
Okay,
I can't say I have a full blown foot fetish altogether. I can't say I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I completely understand that. I had to ask because, again, I've seen your page. I follow you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, majority of the tickling that I see that you do, it is a feat. But I know if that's like the content that your audience likes, yeah. Hell yeah, go with it. Yeah,
My audience love feet tickling for sure.
Okay. And there you go. Mm-hmm. I had a question asking about the second body part that you like to tickle, but you already answered. Yes. Okay. Now this is one I'm curious about, and I'm pretty sure other listeners would be curious. Where is the weirdest place someone has asked you to tickle them on their body?
Huh?
Where's the weirdest place someone has asked you to tickle them on their body?
You know what's funny? I'm not going to say somebody is the weirdest place to ask to be tickled, but there's weird areas that are actually ticklish. Because I'm that kind of person that'll go after every spot, like respectfully. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like respectfully, like inner elbow.
The inner elbow. Can you hear me? I think I lost you. I can hear you. Okay. You said the inner elbow.
Yeah, the inner elbows or the knees or under the knees.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I am a very ticklish person. I can't do it because it. The last time somebody tickled me was years ago and it did not go well. So I just, really? I stay away. Yeah, I actually, then, huh? I really am. I bust his lip and almost broke his nose.
Oh my God. That means you're strong. Tough and strong. That's what's up.
I kicked him. It was an accident. I told him to stop. Nobody ever listens. See?
I mean, you know what? But that's why we have, safe words.
Yes. But this was it wasn't in a sexual nature. It was just, I'm just going to tickle her. To my knowledge, it wasn't in a sexual nature. And this was a person I was dating. Gotcha. And he was just tickling me just like for shits and giggles. And I was like, oh my God, you got to stop tickling me. I'm like trying to get away. And I kick him by accident.
Oh God.
And that started a whole thing. I'm like, you shouldn't have ever tickled me. I told you not to. And you did it anyway. So what were you expecting me to do exactly?
That's why it also creates bondage too.
Yes. And this was years before I got into anything heavily like kink related, fetish related. So I was very young. I might have been like 22.
Okay.
When this happened. And I felt so bad because I didn't mean to like kick it. I was just trying to get away. I wasn't trying to injure him.
Trust me, if it wasn't for bondage, I probably would have got popped too. Trust me. So it's like,
yes, I completely understand that because if you don't tie me down, you are going to get a kick to the face and it is not going to be intentional. I promise. Okay. So I know, like I was looking on your page. I know you have an OnlyFans. How did you get here? How did it become content that you've created for people? Like, how did you go from it being a fetish to it actually being something you can monetize on?
I always, you know what's funny? I tell people all the time this is a situation that never was supposed to happen. I did a session with a model that basically put the bug in my ear, but it's like saying, yo, how come you're not doing this for real? Like, cause I was that person when I did sessions, I did pictures and videos, just proof because I did it, you know?
Okay.
You know? So it was like, so she was like, okay, you could do this for real, you know? I didn't know how to do it, you know what I'm saying? To make it like, make videos and content, all that stuff. I mean, recording stuff is one thing, but learning how to sell them, that's something different, you know?
Okay.
So at first I started with the whole like, hey, listen, I had an Instagram page and I'm like, my Instagram page started with like, just for the love of tickling, you know? So when I started making videos and then try to sell them, it's like, listen, DM me for purchase with the whole, you know, Venmo and Cash App stuff started.
Yes.
You know, so email me, send me a DM or email me for purchase, whatever. And for exchange, you send me the You send me the money, and I'll send you the video. Plain and simple.
Oh, and now that's gone as far as.
And now I have like two websites, three websites actually.
Fire! So please give your websites. Like I'm gonna have you plug all of your info, but please, yes.
Clipsforsale.com/ 130009.
Okay.
That's the BK Tickler one. That's the one I made me make all my content from.
Perfect. Okay. See, and I just want people to know.
I have an OnlyFans account too. And the same thing as the BK Tickler. Mm-hmm. THEBKTICKLER.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's basically my that's another one. And I have the same one with loyalfans.com. I think it's the BK Tickler. I haven't been on that one in a while, you know.
So when did you start? Like, when did you start your content creation?
2018.
Oh, dope.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a growth in the market for tickling? Because I am so new to this. I promise you, I really am.
It's been there for a while, you know.
Yes.
So people like me, it's been like I said, like I started in 2018, but it's like I've been doing it like I put my all into it when I do my working content.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
As you should.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm loving this. Like, you're opening up, and I love being educated on new things, especially when it's revolving around like kink and fetishes. Like, I love that because I don't know everything. I can give you as much information as I can on the stuff that I personally know and I'm experienced in. But when it comes to things that are outside of my realm, like this one, I prefer to speak to somebody who's an expert in it because I know you're going to give accurate information.
Of course, yes.
Okay. So do you charge for your tickling sessions?
Well, no. If a woman wants to come to me and shoot me or do a session, I don't charge the women. No.
Okay.
That's just me. For now, I don't charge. For now, I don't know.
For now. Okay. Because we don't know what may happen.
I want them to enjoy the experience. You know, I never want a woman to be uncomfortable with me.
Okay. Completely understand. Mm-hmm. So what, break down a tickling session for me. How does it go exactly?
Well, tickle session, first and foremost, well, basically, you know, you're going to get tickled, you know?
Yes.
Well, first, I want to know what the woman is comfortable with spots being tickled, because I do full body tickling. I do erotic tickling. But only if they're comfortable with doing that.
Okay.
You know? So basically, like, what spots are off limits? If they're off limits, I will not touch them spots at all.
Okay.
If they're open to doing it, if that makes them feel good, whatever, like, to each his own, you know?
Yes. Look at the consent. It is the consent.
Yeah, consent is always important, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I stress that too much.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So how often are you doing sessions a week?
Well, sessions are personal sessions for like clients or whatever, but shoots like video shoots, I work with, oh God. It's like when I first started, I was doing like 3 or 4 shoots a week. Oh God.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, I'm lying. 2 or 3. And then it was like, I was hungry with it when I was doing it, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So when I first started,
I was like, oh God, it was like 2 or 3. But there were still sessions at the time because I didn't have a website yet. So once I had my own website, I was delaying doing the site because, you know, you got to give your info and all that stuff, blah, blah, to make the money. But once I got it, it was like, when I first got my site, I was making money like crazy.
Yes. You know? That's awesome. Like, I love that for you because
Thank you so much. When
it comes to like this lifestyle and just an alternative lifestyle in general, like outside of societal norms, I feel like there's a lane for literally everyone. You just got to find what your niche is and go.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's literally how I feel. That's how I've always felt about like kink, BDSM, fetishes. Like there's a lane somebody likes and can identify with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always going to be a lane for people. So you said you do shoots and you said you do sessions. So what sessions are like, are they shoot? Like, do you shoot them? Like, are they video? Are they or is it just personal?
No, personal sessions. Like if they want to still be recorded, that's cool too. Like if they want to do it for their own personal videos, that's fine. I don't mind that. But mainly when I do like recordings, it's basically for content for me to sell, but I get consent from them first.
Yes. Okay. You know? Do you have someone that you work with consistently? Like, have you formed a partnership with anyone to make content?
I have a couple of models that I work with consistently as partners, you know, but they've been busy, you know, a couple of times. I have one recently that's actually in Jersey with me. So we've been shooting from back and forth from time to time. I have a few.
Okay. Now your models, are they specific type of models or are they just
they're fetish models? They're fetish models.
That's what I wanted to ask. I'm just trying to, I was trying to figure out how to word it without, like, I don't want to just assume.
I work with fetish models that do porn and there's porn stars that do fetish work. So yeah.
Okay.
I look at it as a big thing in the middle.
I see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to ask. I'm like, well, because it could be, I'm like, are they foot models? Are they fetish models? Porn, but you basically answered the question for me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how about are your private sessions with like the models or is it with clientele?
With clientele.
Okay.
With regular models, that's business for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have another question.
Hey, feel free to ask any question you want.
Because I'm just like, I don't know anything about this. So what is tickle torture? Is that the same? Are they different?
I mean, tickle torture, if you're ticklish as fuck, then it's torture. You know what
okay.
I'm but like so I said, me. There's safe words. Once you reach the safe word, I'll give you a break for a couple of minutes, you know, off a glass of water. Be like, hey, you ready to go? Ready to go again? I said, let's do this, you know? That's basically how I do it.
Do you get tickle torture like sessions or shoots often or?
It's always been busy for me, you know.
Okay.
It's been a little slow for like during the holiday season, but it's a holiday season, you know? Especially with everything going on too. It's like, you know, it's been a little slow, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
Even though I had little shoots here and there, but I still had shoots, but you know, the plus side is I got to save my money a little bit.
Okay. Now, this one is more so because I know you don't have a foot fetish, but like you said, you cater to your
audience. Yeah, like I said, I have a love for feet, but not not a foot fetish per se.
So what's your ideal foot to tickle?
Ideal foot? I don't really have like an ideal foot. You know what's funny?
Like is it like a size, arch, flat footed?
See, my thing is I can, you know what? If I did have to choose, I don't mind big feet.
Really? Okay.
I like a challenge.
Describe a big foot though.
Like a because, size, you know, like I'm talking about size wise, like
women be thinking like an 8 is big and that's not big at all.
Well, for a woman's size, 8.5 can't be big. You know? Mm-hmm. I dealt with like the biggest I've dealt with was size 13.
Really? How was that?
Oh, that was great. I like a challenge, you know what I'm saying? That's more to work with, you know.
And now is size 13 your preference or
no, it's not a preference.
Because you said you like big feet. So I know is there no yes, okay.
I don't discriminate with size.
Okay. So when was the last session you had? And how did it go?
My last shoot I had was what was it? Last Sunday actually.
Okay.
I actually have another one tomorrow.
Oh, you are busy.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny? Busy compared to what it is. Busy. Yes, I'm always busy, but it's like you would think, you know what? Busy compared to what was before the pandemic, trust me, it's busy.
Gotcha. The pandemic came in and just threw everybody off.
No, but like, you know, it's always been like, you can't really go how it depends on when models are in town. One thing about me is like, I don't know, I know you ain't asked this yet, but like, I like to travel for my shoots. I like to travel to different states.
That was coming up. Like, I was trying to get through like the session and the shoots, but so what's the furthest, like distance you've traveled to do a shoot or a session?
Okay. All right. I think the furthest I ever traveled for shoots, I want to say between Vegas and Portland because they're both they're both the same distance, like on a plane. They both 6 hours. So, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. And I love
Vegas. So you've made it to the West Coast.
I've been to Vegas 5 times. You know, I love it. And I personally, on a personal level, I've been to Vegas 4 times. But for shoots, my 5th time is when I went to Vegas for my 5th time.
That's awesome. So, like, mm-hmm. do you have any aspirations to go out of country?
Yes, I do.
In the upcoming year? Okay.
Yes. I want to go to DR for my birthday, so I'm pretty sure will they have models over there, too? I
mean, oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity. And you're opening a completely different window in a different space.
I feel like I already opened up a window being on podcasts recently. So yeah.
Yes, it definitely gives you the exposure that you need. I know I went on Horrible Decisions 3 years ago and it gave me a lot of,
You got to send me that link. I want to see that. I want to see that.
This was like 2018. So they were really just getting their start as well. And they were just, you know, they were interviewing like people of, you know, kink and BDSM and alternative lifestyle. So yeah, I will definitely send you the link. I went twice in 2018. It was one during the summer and one during the winter. Well, so it was
the hell out of me. Twice. Lord.
Yeah, those are my girls. I did their live show in North Carolina when I was living there. So that was fun too.
Oh, cool. That's what's up.
Yeah, and I'm like so not that person. I'm so shy and awkward around people I don't know. So I'm just like,
It was an honor to be on this show, but let me tell you something right now. My heart was beating too damn fast.
I know it was.
Like I was on there, but I was on there. Like, but when the camera was on, I asked every question they wanted to ask. They asked me and everything like that. I was all ready for it. But when the camera was off, I'm like,
they have a lot of listeners. Yeah, like millions. So that makes you nervous.
No, I was nervous. I will not deny I was nervous.
Yeah, that I understand completely.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, I know you said you're not charging, but you're flying out. Like, you're not charging for travel. Like, I want you to get your money.
People say I should be doing it, but it's can I really rely on them sometimes? Because sometimes they're not going to, you know, they don't follow up. Or so I deal with time wasters. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's not good. See, that's when contracts have to come into place. Like legally binding contracts. Like you've established that you want to do this with me.
Well, I'm going contracts to come to you. With my models, model releases.
Absolutely. So. Yes. Mm-hmm.
As a producer, I have to cover my ass always.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I know, like, you're doing it for the content. I understand you're doing it for the exposure. They want it for the exposure as well. But I just want you to get your money. Like, that is important. Like, for all, like, I'm rooting for everybody Black in alternative lifestyles. I want you to get your money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, are there different types of tickling? I don't know.
Like I said, there's erotic tickling, there's regular tickling. You know, most people love just regular foot tickling. You know, somebody like a little foot tickling with some foot worship, like, you know, some toe sucking, like, you know, soft tickling. Now, soft tickling is effective for some people, depending on how their body is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's like sometimes soft feet tickling is more effective on the soles. Sometimes some people like a little hardcore tickling, you know?
Okay.
You know, and it depends on how ticklish they are. And it's like you deal with the body parts, like I said, respectfully, depending on what body parts are. Allowed to be tickled, you know. I like upper body stuff like armpits, like neck, belly, even the back of the ear. So like that's really like a interesting area that's kind of ticklish, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And the neck is more effective for a lot of people, believe it or not.
Now, is that like with hands or is that with an item?
With hands, like, I use tools too, you know. Like a little
that's my next question. Yes, that's definitely because I want to know all the things. Like, I want to know what you use when you tickle.
You know what? You asking all this, come on, and you say you don't want to be tickled. Like, come on.
I don't, but I'm so curious about it because, again, I've never, like, before you, there was no one that I've known who was into tickling. And I just recently met someone, like another person who has this fetish, and I had no idea that it even existed. But I should have known. Like, my mind is very open to how anything almost can be a kink or a fetish. Okay. So I want to say almost because I'm like,
you're open, but you don't want to try tickling. Like, what?
I'm open to learning new things about things that I don't know about, but I'm not because I'm just like, tickling is new for me. Like, I'm too sensitive. Like, it'll go from being funny to me being very uncomfortable and angry quickly. And then
it depends on how they go. Because if you discuss how you want it to be done to start off at, especially if you're new, understandable. Like with you, if you ever want to try it, I'll start off soft. And if it's up to you if you want me to pick up speed. You know what I'm saying? It's for future reference. Just saying.
But because bondage exists, you won't get a broken nose.
Oh, well, thank God for that. Like, seriously. I know how to bob and weave a little bit, but damn, I shouldn't have to do that. But people would love to see that in the video. Like, oh shit, I'm gonna get knocked out.
Yeah, that's a hard one for me. It's a few things that are typically hard limits for me, and it's because of my sensitivity with that one. I'm just like, yeah, I don't know if I can do it because I'll probably actually pee on myself, and I don't want to do that because that's a whole thing.
You know what? That people like that stuff. But I'm like, okay, if I come to the point where somebody pee on themselves, I'm like, that means I gotta clean that shit up.
Exactly. And I listened to your episode with Horrible Decisions, and I know they asked you that question, which is why I wasn't going to ask you, because I was already there.
Ask me anything. Come on.
But so nobody's ever peed during a session or a shoot?
No, I tell people if they gotta pee, I will untie them so you go to the bathroom. Honestly. And then we get back to the torture.
Wait, has anybody ever wanted to pee while being tickled?
People would like that stuff if they did pee. People like that stuff if they did pee.
I know they would. That's why I asked. I'm like, did they want to pee?
If they did, they did. But I'm like, I wouldn't recommend it. I'm like, oh God, just let me let you go so you can pee. I tell people, go to the bathroom first before you.
Yes, please, because then again you have to clean it up, and now this is a whole biohazard because it's a body fluid. That's a whole thing. Yes,
like piss, like urine is toxic.
I mean, some people don't drink water and all they do is live on rough foods and bad diets. So I say bio.
Sound like story of my life. Story of my life. Bad diet, man. My diet is not the best, I'll tell you right now, especially during the holidays.
No, and you know what? Fair. That's most of us. Like, it's the holiday season. A lot of us got to see family and friends. We just want to eat. And literally be merry, like for the holidays. That's all we want to do is just eat, drink, and have fun. But you know, that often, you know, it passes and then you can start anew. I believe in giving everybody grace to start over.
I got you.
Yes, that's one of my biggest things. So this is like a random question. I have a list of questions that I have, but this one just kind of came to me.
Go ahead.
What other kinks are synonymous or can go hand in hand with tickling?
Feet fetish and tickling, of course.
Yes.
Belly fetish and tickling. It can go hand in hand. Like armpit fetish, all that stuff.
Yes.
Like people love armpits and hairy armpits. People have a thing for hairy armpits. I don't have a problem with hairy armpits.
Right.
You know, I've dealt with moms that has hairy armpits. That don't bother me. Seriously.
No, I understand because it's human nature. Mm-hmm. Like we're hairy by nature because we need to be.
Yep.
I hate hair personally on me. I don't hate it on other people because you know that's not my business if you decide to be hairy, but I choose not to be hairy.
Yeah, definitely,
because I like it better for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering because I'm like, I know now with tickling, bondage goes hand in hand. And like you said, foot fetishes go hand in hand. I'm like,
and of course,
bondage
and tickling, of course. Like this, people say, like, oh God, you're good at bondage. I've seen bondage videos. Oh my God, I'm nothing compared to
bondage is real. Like I'm learning, I'm practicing like the basic of the basic of ropes because I really want to get into shibari. And
yeah, that's the call of it, shibari.
Yes, like that's a whole move.
I have the patience for it. I'm sorry.
And I'm learning that it does is teaching me patience because it's not something you just learn and you instantly have it. You have to like constantly practice and perfect your knot tying. And I'm just like, this is going to take a while for me to make peace with. But
well, if you're a professional, like the fact, like if you're good at it, if you've done it so many times, the more you do it, the less the time it takes.
Yes.
So
and,
I'm saying that because I don't have the patience. Doesn't mean like if I start doing it, I won't perfect it. I'm lazy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, same. I'm learning and I'm still like impatient because I'm like, okay, I know this takes patience to learn. And once you learn it, you have to perfect it first. I have to keep telling myself that. Like you have to perfect it first, girl. You can't do both. Like you can't just get it and go. Like you have to learn. And you have to practice, and then you have to just, that's when you have it down pat, and you can do it, like, it's second nature.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
So I'm struggling with that aspect, because again, I am impatient.
Yo, one day I'll try it, but I'm like, huh? I see how it's done, like, oh, no, I'm good.
Yes.
I'm falling asleep watching it, like, oh, God, that's
I believe
takes.
It.
Like,
yes. Huh? It's one of those things you have to sit with and actually be patient.
Just to get started.
Like, let me mentally prepare and physically prepare. Yikes. But I love it, though. Bondage has always been one of my biggest kinks, like not even just like rope tying, but bondage in general. It can be a necktie, it can be handcuffs, it can be anything mm-hmm. that you're able to tie me with, as long as it doesn't cause me harm, like I'm here for it.
Yeah, no, like I said, I always ask for consent. Always. Yes.
Because it's important. Like I push that on this podcast consistently. I'm like, consent is key, because if you don't have permission, then you don't need to be doing anything. There you go. That's how you can get into a load of trouble.
I agree.
And nobody wants those problems.
Mm-hmm.
So we never jumped into it, but what do you use to do your tickling?
What do you mean, like tools?
Yes.
It could range from, all right, I have certain things. You know what's funny? People love using feathers. Not thought feathers were not effective, but that they actually are. I use feathers, okay. hair brushes, anything in the dental equipment department, like freaking like tongue scrapers, like vibrators.
What?
What is it? Those vibrating flossers and electric yes! toothbrushes. Yeah, they're all effective. But regular toothbrushes can be effective too. But I feel like the vibrating utensils are always the best ones to do.
I had no idea, like a hairbrush. And now that I'm like visualizing it,
mm-hmm.
I completely see it. Mm-hmm. Like all those bristles and like a soft stroke of a brush.
So I feel like if I got used that on you, I'm probably going to get knocked out. Most of the Tyson fight. Tyson got nothing on that.
Like I can see me kicking somebody right now. Like, nope. Mm-mm. That's not going to work. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work.
I'm like, okay. Like, hey, thanks for having a good time. Like, hey, what, like, yo, BK, what happened to that black? What's that black guy? Don't ask. it's another day in the office.
Wait, so when did you discover like vibrating, like dental tools?
Well, I always did, but it's like there's always different levels to things. So it's like everything I do, I always evolve as time goes along.
Yes.
And the tools I have, it's like the tools I have now, they're not cheap. Like, seriously, these dental utensils, like, they're like $40. Like, that's a lot. $40.
Right. $40.
$40. Watch it, baby boy. $40. But yeah,
Oh, wow. I mm-hmm. never would have thought dental tools. But I mean, people use like dental tools for sex toys. Like, they use like the electronic toothbrushes as vibrators. Mm-hmm. I definitely see how this can be utilized.
I use massage equipment too. They help too.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, all right, I'm thinking of like the little gun with the ball on it. Do you use those?
Oh my God. I call it a little special tickle weapon.
Oh gosh. Like, see, I can't, like, it's even messing with me now. It's just the thought. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna kick somebody right in the forehead.
Music to my ears, right? You saying that, right?
Why?
I'm just saying, because seriously, like, you'd be a great model to try this on. But like I said, if you can't handle it, there's only one way to find out.
That's true.
It's only one.
I just know me, and I'm just like, ooh.
No, it's like, no, know your body, you know.
Yes.
You know your limits, but like I said, this is why they have safe words. You have safe words. You say right. a safe word. We chill, you know, for a little bit. But like, okay, we try again.
Yeah. Okay, so when you do erotic tickling, because we haven't really jumped into that, and you know, this is a sex podcast. It's also mm-hmm. a kink, but it's ultimately a sex podcast.
Yeah.
How does erotic tickling work exactly? Is it just like the erogenous zones? Is it just, you know?
Well, you know what's funny? Like, you know what's funny? It's amazing how a body works, you know? Certain mm-hmm. spots you can touch that can still turn you on, you know? Like, you know, of course, the regular, like nipples in the vagina, of course.
Yes.
You know? Those areas can be tickled. If they tickle, they can tickle and it can still turn you on, mm-hmm. you know? But also that kind of person where I put like a vibrator to your vagina, and while tickling on the spots, it's like you're conflicted. Like, oh God, this tickles so much, but I'm still getting turned on.
Oh, you know? Wow.
I like to mess with their heads. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, that sensory overload.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Sensory deprivation. That's what they call it. Sensory overload.
And that is literally one of my favorite kinks. Sensory deprivation or any type of sensory play is like definitely in my top three. If it's not like my top one.
Okay.
Definitely a favorite. Yeah, I love it. Like,
so that's something to try. That's something to try, ain't it?
Oh, you want me to pass out?
Okay, make sure you don't pass out. Happen. I had a model pass out on me. I'm like, oh my God, I got so scared. See? Like, oh my
God. Because it's very realistic. I don't know for the people who.
Hello? You hear me? Hello? Hello?
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I was like, my anchor.
Like, oh no, not again.
Like this deep into the conversation, right?
Damn it, we just shit started getting real.
Okay, so yeah, okay. So have you ever done speaking of sensory deprivation, have you ever done a sensory deprivation like session?
I've done it in a sense, but not the not to a point where it's like no, I've done it actually. I have. I've done it a few times.
So did you like blindfold them? Or
yeah, I do blindfolding too.
Blindfolding, okay. Mm-hmm. So did you see a difference in a person being blindfolded and tickled versus
Yeah, because people like the anticipation, you know?
You can't like, see what's happening.
Here, where I could be like, okay, I'm going to tickle you right here, but I could be going someplace else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They won't see it coming.
See, that's one of my biggest things about sensory deprivation is because you don't know when it's coming, especially
I have a straight jacket too.
You do?
It's kind of a tacky straight jacket, but you know, I kind of works, you know, I try to, it like, it'll hug, make you hug yourself, but I still got to freaking put a tie around it to make sure you fully don't
move. So you don't move.
Yeah.
Oh, I got off of Amazon.
It's like $20. What do you expect? You
know? Right. But still, like the fact that you have like immobilizing a person entirely is one thing. Like if you just immobilize like my legs, I'm like, okay, cool. Or like my arms, but like,
well, I'll be using Saran wrap these days. Saran wrap is more popular. I'll be getting a lot of customs for that.
Really?
Yeah, Saran
wrap. So like, are you like wrapping them entirely?
I'm wrapping them entirely. Like if you see, you looked on my Instagram page. It's like I do the time lapse videos.
Yes, I'm legit about to go to your page as we speak, like right now.
Yeah, look in the look in the reels, and you'd be like, holy shit. Do you have Twitter, by the way? Do you have Twitter?
I do. I just reactivated my Twitter. It was deactivated for a few weeks.
Oh, okay. Because definitely you gotta check it out. I got a lot of stuff. Remember, on Twitter, you pretty much get away with practically anything.
You can do anything on Twitter. Instagram will get you out of here.
Yo, if you got rid of on Twitter, you did something bad, you know?
Right. And I haven't, like, I deactivated my Twitter myself because I needed a break. Like, it was a lot of stuff that happened, like, personally in December. So I was just like, let me just take a mental break from some social media because the most poisonous one, honestly, is Twitter. I guess depending on how you utilize it.
Depends.
So that was the one, right. That was the one I kind of needed like a break from because I'm like, I'm just tired. Like every day it seems like it's like World War III against Black men and women. So I just don't want to.
Yeah.
Like I was just like, you know what? I don't want to for a while. So I just got back on literally today and I don't even know if I'm going to stay on, for the rest of the day, to be honest. I may just take another few weeks off and then come back in maybe like the end of the month or maybe the beginning of February. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's kind of where I am right now.
I got Twitter. You. I got you.
Okay, so I don't want to keep you, but we're not done. I still have three more questions.
I'm not listening. Yes. I'm here all day. I'm here all night. I ain't got you to do.
So do you have any... For the people who are very new to, they, you know, discovered I have this tickle fetish. I have a thing for tickling. Do you have any advice for them, like precautions to be aware of?
Well, basically precaution is because, let me tell you something right now. You're going to come across, you know, like just because you broadcast that you have a tickle fetish.
Yes.
People are going to come out of the woodwork. Just be like, okay, yeah, I want to tickle you, whatever like that. But they can still have ulterior motives. You got to be careful with who you surround yourself with in the community, for sure. Trust is definitely a big issue with that, you know? You got play partners. You got play partners all you want. If you have a play partner and you want to stick to them, people are going to be like, okay, I want to do a session with you but because you're doing a session with them. But like they'd be like, listen, stick to them. And like I'm sticking to who I want to stick with. I'm like, respect their decisions. You know what I'm saying?
And this is an issue. Do people not respect boundaries?
Some people don't. I'm telling you.
Oh no. Yeah. And that's bad on any realm. Like you have to respect people's wishes. This is what they want. This is the only thing. Like, you can't do anything about it. Stop trying to push people past their their boundaries.
And it's like, yeah, seriously, like, and they don't realize because that's pushing, that is turning them off and pushing them away.
You know? Right.
Seriously.
Okay, consent and trust.
Yes, consent and trust is always the top priority. And I've gotten that far in the industry doing that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That I completely understand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice for people who are starting, like where they can kind of get their, you know, their resource, like their legit resource information from, where they can get their start? Like, I know there's a community, but is there a space for people who have a tickle fetish?
What do you mean?
Or curious, like, you know how like BDSM has, sometimes it has like its own like community for other people who are into BDSM?
Yeah.
Or like how like age players have their own community?
Right.
Or like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, is there a community for like ticklers and ticklees?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, do you want to share any of those? Because I don't know who have listeners.
You mean like a website or like a...
Like, is there actually a community? Yes.
Well, there's a website called ticklingforum.com.
Okay.
That's mainly for people that's with for the tickle community, you know? And basically, there's always like regular tickle people that's in the tickling, tickle producers that basically advertise their work. Basically, they basically communicate with the tickle community. But you still got to be careful, you know?
Yes. Because trust and consent.
Yeah, there's still consent, but it's also like, there's too many, like, you know, you don't know who to... Sometimes you got to be careful who you listen to, because there's still a lot of drama. There's drama in the fetish community altogether, which is sad.
It is.
It shouldn't be that way. It should not be that way at all.
Right. It's unfortunate that it is.
To create drama, but just got to learn how to maneuver. And basically, you know, you look at somebody's resume, and even though somebody's have a good resume, they can still be kind of a shitty person, you know? But just you got to just know how to operate. Because me, it's like, I could tell somebody, be careful with that person, but I would never tell you not to work with somebody or do this and do that, you know?
Right.
Because they grown. They can make their own decisions.
Yes. Everybody's aware.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, people need to be aware, you know? Because it's always, like I said, it's always, there could be people in the community that will try to bring you down. It's like I said, seriously, but because it could be anything, jealousy, competition, all that stuff. This is reality of it, you know?
Yes.
But you know yourself, but trust, but for people that's new, just like I guess I could say use your own discretion, you know?
Yes, discernment.
You can listen to other people, but at the same time, it's like, you still got to be careful and use your own discretion. Sometimes people, they have to find out for themselves. Like, God forbid, like, you know, seriously, God forbid nothing happens, bad happens.
Yes.
But you have to protect yourself at all times.
You never want anybody to find out the hard way either.
No, at all. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But there's people that want to try to manipulate people. This manipulation happens in any community. Fetish community.
Oh, it definitely does. I've seen it firsthand. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's like, I'm sorry not to cut you off. But it's hard to explain because, you know, I'm giving this advice, but somebody else could say something differently. Like, I do, like, they say, oh, this person is this and that. And that person's not that at all. This and that at all.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So yeah, just everybody stay safe. Whatever you're into, you know, if you like it, I love it. Just stay safe while you're doing anything that you're doing. And stay.
I can tell you, just be careful. Just be careful.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the last question I have
before we wrap things up.
It is a question that I ask. I haven't had many guests. I'm going to definitely work on having more guests in 2022. But this, because most of the people I talk to, they typically already have like their kinks and or fetishes established.
Okay.
What are three kinks that you are curious about or you're interested in trying?
That I'm curious about?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I have a few. So that's why I'm like, I feel like people have kinks. They're like, I'm intrigued.
Okay.
But they just haven't acted on it.
Well, you know what's funny? I tried bastinado one time.
How was it?
It was great. I don't mind doing it again. That's that. And ass worship, that's another thing that I'm okay with. I'm definitely down with trying. Basically, ass was basically eating ass. I don't know.
Yes.
And I'm okay. I'm okay with that, you know. But another fact, I do want to try more bondage, even though it's like, okay. I do bondage in my shoots already, but I'm talking about the hardcore stuff, like the, what's it called?
Like the Shibari, like Shibari, yeah. Suspending people try, in like, the air and
energy enough to do so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, like I've been telling people, like I'm very interested in electric play and knife play. Those are two
really?
Of my main kinks.
You know what?
Yes.
Electric play
very
is
interested.
Electric play is another one too, actually.
Yes, it's very. Wait, have you ever did any type of electric shock?
No.
During your sessions, yet. Okay.
No. I know the freaking the vibrating tools doesn't count, but yes.
Yes, I was just curious because I'm like, did you get use a violent wand on anybody's foot or anything? I was just curious.
No, not yet.
Okay,
I could, but you know. Like a kettle prod or something. Not a kettle prod, but something like that.
Yeah, make it a thing in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
You're building a new audience because yep. I feel like that's a kink that's like, it's not prominent as it should be, especially like within Black kinksters, but just doing my research and learning as much as I can on it, it's a lot of people that are into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like just wanting to be shocked.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Like they're really into it.
I've been to a BDSM party. I know a lot of people are into it.
You went in New York?
Yeah, I was in New York. Yeah, there's a spot that's a BDSM part like every I think twice a month. I was kind of messing with a chick that was into it. She invited me to a party. So when I did tickling there, at the BDSM party, they looked at me like I created fire. Like seriously, like I never
you know
seen
what?
This shit
and I can get that because like all the people that I know, myself included, who are heavily into like BDSM. I don't hear a lot of them say anything about tickling.
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm pretty sure I would have been like shocked and appalled. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
We can do this too? Like, mm-hmm. It would have been a whole thing.
I feel you.
Yeah. Well, this has been awesome. I just want to say thank you so, so much.
Thank you. Thank me. No, thank you for having me on the show.
What?
I appreciate it so much.
No, seriously, I appreciate it because, again, there are certain topics I just will not talk about. And people are like, what are you going to talk about? I'm like, I don't know anything about it. And I'm not out here giving y'all Google information. I want to talk to somebody. I really want to talk to somebody who actually is into this and they are an expert in it because then I can give you all the right information. Mm-hmm. So y'all don't come back to me and say, what are you saying? I'm like, well, I didn't know anything about it. So don't say I said it. So I'm gonna make sure I have an expert talk about it. So no, thank you for coming on because this has been definitely something I've wanted to talk about. Like
it's been educational,
learning about it.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's basically my podcast is educational. Like it's all about the what to do, not to do, in kink fetishes
and BDSM.
Well,
like I said, my own advice is a lot of advice to give, but it's like, I'm just going by what I know for right now, you know?
Right, but you know, I consider you an expert in this.
Well,
like,
thank you, I appreciate that.
Yes, in this realm, because you have years of experience with this now, so versus me, who just learned about it within the last 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not giving that information because I'm going to give false, probably uneducated info. So thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Seriously.
Yes. Please, 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 please plug everything.
Oh, I will.
All of your pages.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh, I'm about to do the shit. I'm about to plug the shit out of everything. And also like to do the same plug as well, for sure, for me. No?
Yes,
you gotta get the word across, you know?
Yes, definitely.
Awesome.
All of this will be going up. You have to like send me a picture that you would want me to use.
Okay, no problem. I have a picture for sure.
when I market and you know broadcast about the episode and everything when it's coming out.
Yes.
Which will be soon, by the way. So you've been warned.
I can't wait.
Yes, but please send me a picture so I can use it for promotional purposes.
Oh, definitely, for sure. Yes, I'm gonna do it as soon as it's done.
Yes.
Trust me.
Thank you. Okay, but yes, plug yourself. You ready?
Plug
yourself.
All right, do it now. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Say it now, right? Okay, Instagram, I am BK Tickler. That's one word. I am BKTICKER. I'm sorry. And my backup page, I'm like, I am the BK Tickler, BKTICKER, because that's my backup page. We can delete a lot in the industry, you know?
Yes.
Especially on Instagram. But Twitter is the BK Tickler, like the BK TICKLER.
Okay.
Yep. And do I tell my I could tell my content pages, but you know. But right now, we just plug the social media.
Yes, absolutely. Like, if you want me to put the content pages, like, on my stories, if you want me to put them on my posts, I definitely will, so you can get some traction. Again, okay, I'm cool. out here trying to help. Like, yeah, absolutely, sure. if I can.
Yeah, seriously, Christmas is over. I need more money back. I need my money
yes,
back.
Say that.
I'll definitely send that to you for sure.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, seriously. And let me know your plug for Twitter, so I could definitely because I posted I posted about us being on earlier, but I tried going to your Twitter, but you don't have a Twitter.
Yes, so I'm just gonna go ahead. You guys can follow me on Instagram. It's Kinks with Kiki Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter.
Yes,
at
do
Kinks
that.
With Kiki. So yeah, my Twitter is active again. It's Kinks with Kiki. I didn't get y'all know they didn't get me out of here. Say, I didn't say anything
earlier, but I didn't see it. Like,
yeah, but I literally just reactivated it probably within like the last 4 hours. So I'm back.
Yes,
I guess.
Welcome back.
For now, anyway. So yes. We'll see. But yes, like guys, you can follow me. I do exist while I'm activated. I do exist. So definitely follow me there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much again.
No, thank you, seriously.
For coming on. This was a good episode. I love interviewing people. I'm always nervous about it, but I'm starting to like it even more. Why?
You're like, yeah, I wasn't there. I'm like, I'll be more nervous if I was there, but shit. You know what I mean?
I get it. Yeah. Thank you. All right, guys. That is going to bring.
Well, like I said, if you ever open, also, if you ever open to doing a little small session, let me know. I'm down for
it. I will definitely let you know.
All right.
All right, guys. So that's going to bring episode 84 to a close. Ooh, thanks 84. For listening. Mm-hmm. 84. Ooh. Thanks for listening. And yes. As always, I am your dose of black girl in this kinky ass world. And until next time, peace.
Peace.